Give you the full effect of the surf there, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is Dirty Rice. I'm Bill Boland sitting in with y'all, and that was Rondo Hatton from their brand new record called Destination Fun, a tune called El Rolo. Gets us started, like I say, into this edition of Dirty Rice, Dirty Rice, Dirty Rice, 8:30 to 10 on Saturday evenings and at noon on Wednesday for a rebroadcast. Thank y'all all very much for tuning in. Like I say, let's see what we got. We have Mr. Pat Mole sitting in the studio with me this evening, and we're going to be discussing some of the upcoming festivals of Acadians and Creoles. And that is in, what, 2 weeks on October 11th to 13th?
The 39th edition.
39?
Yeah,
oh, God,
amazing.
Man, don't make me feel old.
I know. Well, I hate to do it, Bill, but we're all getting old, man.
Older.
Older, yeah. Exactly.
Better. Better also.
Exactly.
Yes. 39th edition, man. And as you may well know, this is going to be... I'm losing my mind.
Welcome to my club. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, the festival. Tell me about the festival this year. We are honoring...
Mr. Boozoo Chavis. You know, the theme this year is Cajun and Creole cowboy culture.
Yeah, that's where I was trying to go.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know is the first cowboys in America came out of Louisiana. The Dautry Cattle Pack, which was down in Vermilion Parish, Mr. Dautry asked a bunch of French-speaking Cajuns and Creoles to go to Mexico and run a herd of cattle back through Texas back into Louisiana. And that's kind of when the whole cowboy tradition in Louisiana started. I mean, there's a real harsh tradition down here. You can hear it in our music.
When was this first cattle drive?
Gosh, this was in the 1800s, mid to late 1800s. And so there's always been a kind of a cowboy culture to Louisiana, you know. And so we wanted to focus in on that and honor a musician who kind of dabbled in not only in the horse world, but in the music world, and that's Mr. Boozoo Chavis.
Yes, yes.
He had retired in the late 50s from playing music and decided to go back to his ranch.
Resources.
Yeah, to go back to his ranch at Dog Hill, which is outside of Lake Charles, and train racehorses. And when Clifton Chenier died, he decided to come out of retirement. And had not missed a beat, literally. And
Let's see. Clifton, Boozoo came back before Clifton died.
Well, a little bit. Yeah, but it really.
Clifton died around 89.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
87, 88, 89.
Right.
Boozoo came back in like 83 or so.
Was that early?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to get up on my history a little bit. But, yeah, he came out really, you know, back and started touring and making music again. And he had played the festival in the past. We're actually, I guess about, this would be our third year of taking archival music from that's stored right here at UL up at the library.
Well, like I like to refer to it, drag it kicking and screaming out of the archive. There we go.
Right. Into the 21st century.
We have
decades of music up there, and so we decided to start pulling some of that archival music and putting it on disc. And this will be our fifth recording that we produced. And we're really excited about it. Like I said, we have decades of music up there at the archives. And so each year we're going to put out at least one. Last year we put out two recordings. Yeah. And so we're looking to put out more. And, of course, we're recording every festival still to this day. So we're always going to have this catalog of music. And so our goal is to get it out there and to let people listen to it. And it's live from the festival. And we're really excited about this year. We have Mr. Boozoo Chavis, and the thing I loved about Boozoo is that he always came out so strong, you know, from the first song. And this set of music is really indicative of that. And so we're excited. But the festival is going to be October 11th through the 13th. We're up to, I think, five music venues at this point. So we really have grown over the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, there's five here.
And in addition to that, we brought back the children's, the Place des Petites, the children's area. We have the Louisiana Crafts Guild that's involved. We added the Louisiana Sports Tent a couple of years ago. It's an area where you can go and watch the football games. So if you... You know,
I remember when the vendors used to have it, and everybody would crowd around a vendor's booth to whenever they had the Saints games on those Sunday afternoons.
Well, it's been a tradition at the Heritage Stage, which is the stage that I've kind of come to know to be associated with, that every Sunday morning my buddy Rick Gidry would bring Bloody Marys, and he'd bring his little TV set, and we'd watch the Saints on Sunday. And
Sunday afternoon torture, as I like to refer to.
Yeah, exactly, man, especially if they lost. And so we decided to add this sports tent where we have the Tigers playing on Saturday, and then we have the Saints playing on Sunday. UL is playing the following Tuesday on here. I'm not sure if it's here at home or away, but I think it's here at home. So we're not going to be broadcasting them, but you can kind of go check out the scores and then take mom out for a dance, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, the Bayou Food Festival has really grown. We are chock-a-block full of great restaurants. I think we have about 22, 23 restaurants this year. We have the Côte sur la Table, which is the chef's demo stage. We have the bike corral, so if you want to ride your bike, you can park it, and Bike Lafayette will take care of it for you. KRBS is going to be out there broadcasting live underneath. Well, they always broadcast, but this year we set up
it's going to be a remote. There's going to be a remote setup,
a remote tent.
Yeah,
so you can swing by, and they'll be doing interviews and of course broadcasting from the two main stages, and you can stop by and visit with some of the talent and the producers and maybe sign up to become a member of KRBS. And
that would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and so we're excited about that new aspect. So every year we've kind of just added, you know, just when I think there's not anything else we can add to the mix.
We can add something.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Swamp Pop.
Well, exactly.
We had that last year.
The Bicentennial Stage, which is the dance hall tent, was converted into we featured all the different genres of music from throughout the state.
Right.
We did some blues. We had gospel with the Mercy Brothers. We had TK Ulan. We had a brass band, the Soul Rebels. And what it really, you know, it was kind of like a duh moment, you know. We decided that, you know, Swamp Pop is such an integral part of our music scene, and you know, let's face it, I mean, Cajun, Zydeco, and Swamp Pop are all
The Holy Trinity.
Exactly,
yeah.
The Holy Trinity of Southwest Louisiana music. Mm-hmm. And they're all intermingled together, and so we decided that we're going to continue with the Swamp Pop music at the dance hall tent, so we're really great about that, excited about that. But, you know, again, Mr. Boozoo Chavis is this year's honoree, and if you want, We're producing a CD for this year would be a set of music from Boozoo. So if you want to go ahead, the first set.
Well, actually, I was going to do a little bit of Swamp Pop.
Oh, okay.
First.
Well, yeah, let's do this.
Like,
let's I should have read the script, man.
No, it's like I should have informed you of the script first. What we're going to do right here is we're going to do a little bit of Creole String Beans.
Now, awesome,
Rob
Savoy's
band. Everybody knows Rob from the Blue Runners and from
Cowboy Mouth. But he's got this great Swamp Pop ensemble out of New Orleans.
Creole String Beans.
Rick Olivier.
Creole String Beans.
Rick Olivier is in that group, and we're really excited about having Rob at the festival. He's going to be one of the Swamp Pop bands that were featured in the Creole String Beans, from New Orleans.
Yeah, boy, howdy, are they good. You've heard this song on Dirty Rice before. It's the dance sensation this sweeping South Louisiana. It's the funky spillway.
The funky spillway, get down, act like a liar. but don't dive on that oyster bed. Party on into the night. Yellow lights, mosquito bites. Pirate, Tompe Bay. All doing the funky spill wiggle.
Your Boozu Chavis, they say magic sounds out of Cold Bay.
All right. Thank you all very much. We'd like to say hello to each and every one. As though Johnny and Billy go. We'll be right back.
prix.
Shortly or sometimes in this show. That is for sure. I'm Bill Boland sitting in with you. Dirty Rice. Dirty Rice, Saturday night, 8:30 to 10, Wednesday at noon. It's just as good either time. I'm sitting in here with the chef himself, Mr. Pat Mole. That was Boozoo Chavis from the, let's see, I guess it'll be Boozoo Live at Festivals, Acadian's disc. You got a little bit of an earful of it there. That'll be available this year at festivals, Acadien's, Oh Bye Bye Jolie Catin, and Johnny Billy Goat. Boy, that brings Boozoo back, man.
I know, man.
It's like, boom, here's Boozoo
again.
Dadgummit, I miss Boozoo.
Man, he was such a character, too, man. I mean, a couple of things. He used to hate to get his photo, you know, he didn't like to get his picture taken. I remember I was backstage at the Zydeco Festival one year, and I was dating a photographer at the time, and she wanted to take his picture, so I said, Mr. Boozoo, you mind if we can take your picture? She said, hey, yeah, I don't mind you taking my picture. He said, but I want to make sure that picture don't wind up on a T-shirt in Germany, because he had been burned, you know. He'd been burned. People had taken his picture, and they put it on T-shirts in Germany. And so he used to have this other saying, and I'm going to see if I can get it right, but he said, just follow me. If I play it wrong, you play it wrong. If I play it right, you play it right. And he just was a character,
man.
I
remember something along those lines. In fact, I got it. It's on one of those Boozoo recordings we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says something. It's crazy nuts. We're down at – I'll go ahead and tell my Boozoo story. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. We're down there. It was Jazz Fest one year. Oh, gosh. Early 90s, I guess. Late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And Boozoo was playing, I think it was on Friday afternoon. It might have been first Friday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing on what is now the Acura stage in the back. It wasn't as big as it is. You
right.
can still get fairly close. We all up there by the fence because it was, you know, one of the early days. You got up there by the fence, and Boozoo's playing. And he stops. He finishes the song. And he goes, man, look, that's Harry Belafonte right there. It was like, do y'all look? You look better than you do on TV. Terry, turn around and wave at the crowd. And we're standing like, you know, here's the fence right in front of me. And this guy right where you're at turns around and is like, whoa, that is Harry Belafonte. Boozoo called down Harry Belafonte from the stage.
Wow.
It's like, I can't believe it. But it happened. It was a lot of fun. Doggone Miss Boozoo.
Yeah, you
have to play some
man.
More of that. I mean, that just, it's like, he's there.
It's a great recording, man,
yeah.
And I think people are going to be surprised by it. And, you know, our recording techniques were sophisticated. I want to say this is just a two-track recording straight to the board.
Yeah.
And it's remarkably
incredible.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds remarkably well. I mean, I was a little worried when they told me it was just simply a two-track recording, but,
well,
man, it sounds incredible.
Well, the live mix was done by Bill Bennett, mm-hmm. who did the live mix on all this Festivals of Cotillons 1991 to 1997 stuff that I taped off the radio.
Right.
And I've been knowing Bill Bennett for about 30 years, and he's one of the best sound men that I've heard. So,
and, Bill's been doing that stage as long as I can remember. Yeah. I want to say he's probably, for a good 30 years, if not longer, man. He's been doing it, so... And so, it's great. But we're getting a little bit more sophisticated. We're bringing in some 24-track equipment and trying to get a little bit more sophisticated with it. But still, some of that archival material is just incredible. So we're excited about being able to put that out for people to listen to again.
And one of the things that was put out last year was the Balfa retrospective, which I have. We're swapping CDs back and forth.
Right.
The Balfa family, a retrospective festival, Acadians and Creoles, 1997 to 2010, and boy, howdy, is this a good record.
I know, but that the Balfa performances for me were always the epitome, the highlight of the festival for me. Mm-hmm. No matter what was going on, I made sure I was in front of that stage for when the Balfa brothers played. It was just one of those things for me. Dewey was just, and the whole brotherhood were just incredible. They were first recordings they did. The Balfa brothers play traditional Cajun music, and then Balfa brothers play more traditional Cajun music. Well, those two were just those were the recordings for me that kind of turned me on to getting
Cajun
into
music.
Cajun music. Yeah, and so no matter where I was in front of that stage, and for the Balfa brothers.
And this is the Balfa brothers, Parlez-nous à boire.
Travail et tu t'en vis.
Parlez-nous à moi.
Brothers here on the Dirty Race Show. Let's see, that was Holy Ghost Power from the disc of the same name. Thank you for bringing that one in,
Pat. You're welcome, man. These guys, they tore it up last year. You know, we do that French Mass on Sunday, and then we usually have the Mercy Brothers play after the Mass. And yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that, Bill. I appreciate it.
I got it, man.
And they really rock it, man. And so, again, going back to this whole, you know, trying to do, to a certain extent, other genres of music during festivals of Acadians. I mean, Cajun and Creole music will always be, you know, the mainstay of the festival. It always has been for 39 years. That's not going to change. But we wanted to tie in some other genres, in particular swamp pop, you know. And last year we had TK Ulan and Smoke with special guest Charlene Howard and Steve Adams. And, yeah, man, they just tore it up.
I did see some of that set. It was good.
They just tore it up, man. I mean, they had the crowd eating out of the palm of their hands. It was just an incredible set of music. And, again, trying to tie in swamp pop to the whole Cajun and Creole thing really made a lot of sense for us. So we're going to feature those styles of music over at the dance hall tent, where we have a dance floor. So if you want to do a little belly rubbing with your significant other, and you know, it's just a really nice large dance floor under a big huge tent. So it's almost like it does have a little revival sort of vibe to it, you know.
Yeah.
And because you're really, everybody's really close to each other, and it's just really a great venue. It's turned into one of our another great venue for us. And of course, you know the Heritage Stage, the San Juan, Louisiana. We have the Atelier, which Louisiana Folk Roots. Does a great job with the workshops and getting some instructional sort of up close and personal, as Howard Cosell used to say over there. But they've also kind of evolved into doing some full-blown bands over there. I think Brandon Lede, and then I'm not sure who else is playing over there.
Well, let's just pull
let's
out,
just
the,
pull
little,
out the old pocket guy.
Pull out the old pocket guy. Now, I guess you can find your pocket guides around town.
Yeah, exactly. We're distributing the pocket guides right now. You can also go. We got a brand-new website that we just launched last week. So you can go to festivals with an S, ACADIENS.com, and check out our new website. And, of course, look for us on Facebook and hit like. We're up to almost – we really just started the whole Facebook thing last year, and we've got 5,000 people, almost 5,000. I'm looking to get 5,000 before the festival. Kevin St. Marie has done an awesome job with our Facebook page. But you can go there and check us out. And we were looking for some. Oh, Brandon Lede and Creole Touch will be playing over at the Atelier, and the Metro Playboys. There's some really great workshops going on over there. You got Zydeco keyboard styles with Curly Taylor and Keith Claymont. Yeah, we're going to do a life and music of Buzu Chavis with Pancho Chavis, Margaret John, Barry Onsley, and members of the Dog Hill Stompers who've been playing the festival for the last couple of years. That's Buzu's grandkids.
Yeah.
Who formed a band. They're really carrying on the tradition of Mr. Buzu. And then we got
The Magic Sounds.
The Magic Sounds. And so, you know, we got the Chef's Demonstration Stage. We have activities in French. We have French games, French language, storytelling, and French music for the kids over at Place des Petites. And of course, our Chef's Demonstration Stages. It's just really, you know, we're really proud of how the festival has evolved over the last 4 to 5 years with the addition of all the new venues. We kick off Friday night with the Friday Night Fado Dough with Gino Delafos and special guest Joel Saunier. And then we have the Jambalaya Cajun Band with special guests D.L. Menard, Belton Richard, and all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Jimmy C. Newman is coming back into town. So we're excited about that. But keeping in the tradition of doing some swamp pop, we at the dance hall tent, we've got TK coming back with Smoke and Charlene Howard and Steve Adams. So we're really excited about that. And I think we want to go play a cut of off of
one of these TK
cuts.
It's off, what is it, The King? Let's see, how is it? The King, TK. The record is in the name. His name, Larger Than Life.
He is certainly larger than life, boy. I'll tell you what.
This is going to be a Doyle Bramhall song. Doyle, I can remember Doyle was playing with Stevie Ray.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the songs.
He was playing with Marsha Ball.
Right, and
I remember that.
Yeah, and this
Stevie
is
he covered some of his tunes.
Exactly, covered some of his tunes. Really great songwriter from Austin, Texas, and this is a song that the Vaughn Brothers actually covered on one of their records, Jimmy and Stevie. And I think it's Hard to Be.
It's Hard to Be. Let's check this out. This is T.K. Hewlett.
Hard to be, hard for me to keep on living. their booth. Thank the Lafayette JCs for putting on a great festival. Are y'all ready to be healed? I said, are y'all ready to be healed? In November of 1997, we all lost a great friend in Dr. Tommy Como. Some of y'all may have known him as a bass player for Beau Soleil. Others may have known him as a healer. He was a doctor. He was killed, unfortunately, in a tragic bicycling accident. And out of that, a foundation was formed. Dr. Tommy Como.
Yeah, Doc.
Traditional foundation for traditional music at the University of Louisiana now. And so we started a series of fundraisers to try and raise $600,000 towards an endowed chair in Tommy's name at USL. I keep saying USL, ULL. Ooh la la. We're about a third of the way there. We're over $200,000 in 3 years. And that was a series of fundraisers. There was a wine tasting, which we all had fun at, I believe, huh? We had some good time. That's what they told you, huh? And this was the first gig the Traitors had. It wasn't really even called the Traitors at that time, I don't believe. So out of that gig, in Tommy's memory, the Traitors were formed. And the Traitor, if you're not familiar with Louisiana folklore history, is a person who has the power to heal. And so I think it was pretty apropos that the guys on stage chose the name as the Traitors in Tommy's memory. And they haven't played many gigs. And I was happy to have them here last year at the Harris Pavilion. And I'm happy to have them here again this year because they're all well-seasoned musicians. And I think most of y'all know them. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got that little pun? Well-seasoned? Are y'all ready to be healed? I said, are y'all ready to be healed? Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for the Traitors!
Thank you.
Yes, yes, the Trey Tours here on the Dirty Rice Show, live from the Heritage Pavilion at Festivals Acadiens in 1999. That was the first year that it was actually in a tent.
A tent. It was like, man, it was just like a revival tent. And then, of course, the Trey Tours just tore it up. Of course, you know, Sonny Landreth, Al Bayrard, Danny Kimball, Errol Verrett, Gary
Newman.
I said Gary. You know, just as incredible.
Tony Lachelet.
I was lucky enough to bang a little tea fair with those guys on occasion.
I think Valerie was there.
We had the tea fair assault on in the band.
It's both of them up there. It's like,
It was just a lot of fun, and of course we all did it in the memory of Dr. Tommy Como, our good friend and doctor, bass player for Beau Soleil, killed tragically in a bicycle accident. But, through just sheer either persistence or nativity, we were able to raise $1 million to establish the Dr. Tommy Como Chair in Traditional Music here at the University of Louisiana Lafayette.
And it's here.
And it's here, man. And, Mark DeWitt, the professor who holds the chair, is doing an incredible job. Bringing Cajun music back to the university after being, missing in action for a number of years. So it's just it was a great opportunity to do something in Tommy's name.
And it was great parties, great shows, all the medicine shows and those special sets in the Heritage Tent with the Trey Tours, man. Yeah, that was real. The healing power of music, I'm here to attest to that.
Yeah.
Parking myself 3 or 4 days out of a hospital stay against that middle post.
Right, tent.
Supporting it, just leaning back against that and having the band hit you.
Yeah.
It'll make you believe, brother. Mr. Pat Mole sitting in with us here on Dirty Rice. Whether you are tuned in Saturday evenings at 8:30 to 10 or Wednesday at noon, Dirty Rice is produced live in the Cypress Lake Studios of KRVS on the campus of the University of Louisiana, who joins you in support of KRVS, and we thank y'all all very much. Please stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be back with Saturday Night Only portion. Okay, we're back on the Saturday Night Only portion. We let it run out. Hopefully, everybody will tune back in on Wednesday and hear us babbling some more. Don't forget, Festivals Acadiens, 2 weeks, the 11th to the 13th. Mm-hmm. And, I'd like to also remind you that the KRVS Fall 50th anniversary of KRVS Fall Fundraiser. I meant to say that. In the first hour of the show, 50 years, we're going to start that fundraiser. I think the week after that, around the 18th,
I think it starts on
20th,
that. I think it starts on that
the following
Monday.
Yeah,
right.
Well, let's see, 13, 14. Let's see, 14. I had all this in an email. I'm sorry, I forgot to write it down and bring it with me.